With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump today offering his condolences to the family of Jimmy Carter. Laura Winters reports.
President-elect Donald Trump taking to his social media platform Truth Social, reacting to the passing of former President Carter, saying the challenges Jimmy faced as president came at a pivotal time for our country, and he did everything in his power to improve the lives of all Americans. For that, we all owe him a debt of gratitude. Trump goes on to write, Melania and I are thinking warmly of the Carter family and their loved ones during this difficult time. We urge everyone to keep them in their hearts and prayers. Laura Winters, Atlanta, Georgia.
In the meantime, President Biden and former President Bill Clinton also expressing their condolences to the Carter family. Also at SRNnews.com, more now on that shoot down of an airliner Christmas Day.
Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev says the Azerbaijani airliner that crashed last week was shot down by Russia, albeit unintentionally. Aliyev told Azerbaijani state television on Sunday that the aircraft was hit by fire from the ground over Russia and rendered uncontrollable by electronic warfare. He accused Russia of trying to hush up the issue for several days. Russian President Vladimir Putin apologized to Aliyev on Saturday for what he called a tragic incident, but stopped short of acknowledging Moscow's responsibility. The Kremlin said Sunday that Putin had spoken to Aliyev on the phone again, but did not provide details of the conversation. The crash on Wednesday killed 38 of 67 people on board. An investigation is underway. I'm Naeon Kim.
South Korean officials say of the 181 people on board the plane that skidded off a runway and burst into flames, only two people survived, and both of them have been badly injured. This is SRN News. Muslim nations are the worst when it comes to religious freedom.
The Pew Research Center has completed its latest global survey of restrictions on faith, and its list of nations where things are especially bad is dominated by those that are Islamic. Over 70% of the list are mostly Muslim countries, including such bad actors as Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Syria, and Saudi Arabia. The rest of the nations that restrict religious freedom are predominantly communist, including China and Vietnam. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Conservators uncovering eight angels in a Boston church that played a role in the Revolutionary War. Angels were painted in the early 1700s, but covered over 1912. Inspired by research showing the existence of 20 angels, conservators for the past 4 months have been removing the white paint that covered eight of them on the balcony's arches in the church sanctuary. This is SRN News. A nasty norovirus back in full force.
The latest government data shows that cases of a fast-spreading stomach bug are surging in parts of the country. The most recent numbers from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show there were 91 outbreaks of norovirus reported during the week of December 5th. Data from recent years shows a maximum of 65 outbreaks reported during the same week of December. Infection is characterized by sudden vomiting and diarrhea. Outbreaks are often seen on cruise ships and in living situations like nursing homes and jails.
Well, let this be a lesson if you're ever in a chess tournament. International Chess Federation says top-ranked player Magnus Carlsen has left the championships in New York after refusing to change out of his jeans. Federation says regulations include a dress code barring participants from wearing blue jeans while playing chess. Says the dress code is designed to ensure fairness. More details at SRNnews.com.